You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Luke Wake is on the phone with us with Pacific Legal. He's an attorney with Pacific Legal. The reason that Luke is here is because I keep hearing so much about the Supreme Court taking on the administrative state. Well, that perks my ears because I want to know what's going on, but I really don't know what that means. That's why we have the expert here. Luke, thanks for being here.
It is a real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Luke, which case, there's multiple here, I understand. So which case do we start with?
Well, look, we have a lot of work to do in rolling back the administrative state and regaining control over our government. But the good news is there's a couple different cases in the Supreme Court right now that if they go the right way, will be significant steps in the right direction. Probably most significant right now for most of us in my world who are fighting against overreach from the government every day are following most closely the Loperbright case, which was argued just yesterday. And that case concerns this question about whether and under what circumstances should courts just more or less rubber stamp an agency's assertion of regulatory power. This is called the Chevron deference doctrine, where courts just defer to the government's position when interpreting ambiguous statutes.
So are we hoping here for a Supreme Court ruling that would say, no, the court should actually get involved in the facts of the case and not just trust the government?
Well, it's not in government we trust, right? Look, my position, PLF's position, is that the courts should be given the best interpretation of the statutory text. We shouldn't be putting a thumb on the scale for the government to allow these regulatory agencies to basically pursue whatever political regulatory agenda they want. We have to give fair reading to the text and follow the text where it goes, call strikes, strikes, and balls, balls. But what we have right now with this Chevron deference doctrine, which has existed since I was born in 1984, it is the tie goes to the runner, and the runner is always the government. Well, if we're going to have a tiebreaker rule, the tie should go to the citizen because the government serves us, not the other way around.
Yeah, exactly. And so is that the marquee case that we're talking about here? Because I know we are talking about a few.
Well, look, that I think is the highest stakes case right now if you're concerned about the administrative state. There's another big case right now pending in the Supreme Court, the Jarkissi case. This is a Jark versus SEC. This is about a question about whether or not you can be hauled in front of an administrative tribunal and whether or not. So basically these agencies have these kangaroo courts. When they say you violated their regulations, oftentimes you don't get a date in front of a real judge, in front of a real court, until after you've gone before this kangaroo court with the agency. And then the courts, when you finally do go through that whole process, the courts are very deferential at the end of the day to that kangaroo court in front of the federal agency that you just went through. That's not due process. That's not how the law is supposed to work in this country. And we're very hopeful that the Jarkissi case, if it's decided right, of course, will clarify that, no, you do have a right to be in court, in a real court, with all of the rights that entails, including the right to have a jury. That, you know, that all of those rights are taken away from you. Your due process is taken away if you have to appear before these agency courts, these kangaroo courts.
Gosh, that's such an interesting... So much of this stuff is coming to light right now. I mean, you said the Chevron one has been in place since 1984. You know, this is stuff that has been kind of just eased in, that we've all not really paid much attention to until now, which I guess is a good thing that we're now being made aware that these things exist. But it's almost, when you're talking, Luke, it's as if there's an entire different set of government and rules for the administrative state than the rest of the way the whole Constitution was supposed to work.
Well, you know, and part of the problem is we've essentially cut little holes in the Constitution over the years to enable the rise of the administrative state. So, you know, our work at Pacific Legal Foundation is we're taking on cases and trying to help shape the law, get precedent so that we can restore the Constitution and prevent the government from essentially doing whatever it does. But look, you might not think about these regulatory issues until you are, you know, in the crosshairs. If you're running a small business and you're dealing with regulation every day, you know, it's only a matter of time before you get hit with, with one of these problems.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.